Hello, and welcome back to Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional. Today is Thursday, March the 26th, 2015, and we are on Lent 32. Looks like now we are shifting focus to chapter 2 in Ephesians, and today we read verses 12 through 13, which says, "Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." You know, the first thing that really sticks out to me in this text that I believe Paul really wants us to look at is speaking about what does it mean to be an alien in another nation. And, you know, I can't help thinking about the desperate need for immigration reform in our country. And I actually wrote about this quite a bit in my approval essay. That's an essay, very long essay, that you have to write to your candidacy committee in order to be ordained for ministry, in order to be approved to be ordained for ministry. And one of the things I spoke about at the time was our need to be able to look at each other through the same lens that God looks at us in. And this was at the time when just a few summers ago, when we had the influx of children coming over the border from South American countries, particularly from Mexico. And so it really tugged on my heartstrings how many children were abandoned and left to kind of fend for themselves. And so I thought I'd share with you something that I used in my paper. This comes from an ELCA document that you can look up. This is something that was adopted by the 2009 ELCA Church Council, and it's entitled "Toward Compassionate, Just, and Wise Immigration Reform." So in an effort for all the church to really be advocates for immigration reform, this was proposed by the ELCA. And so I found it very profound, and I used it in my, as I said, in my approval essay. So I thought I'd read this to you. It reads, "In 1998, the ELCA adopted a message on immigration that reiterated longstanding Lutheran commitments to both newcomers and just laws that serve the common good. Its core conviction was that hospitality for the uprooted is a way to live out the biblical call to love the neighbor in response to God's love in Jesus Christ." And there are two biblical references that they use here to support that. The first is, "The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as a citizen among you, and you shall love the stranger as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." That's from Leviticus. And from Matthew, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me." And then it goes on to say, "In Jesus of Nazareth, the God who commands us to care for the vulnerable identities with the human stranger, the person unknown and regarded with suspicion, who stands on the receiving end of both welcome and hospitality and rejection and resentment, not cited in the 1998 message, but is also relevant in Romans 13 and in related Lutheran interpretations of the role and authority of government." And so basically, this document goes on to say how we are created to live with one another. And I think that that is what Paul's message was really getting at here. You know, again, I'm going to go back, and I know I said some of this in the opening dialogue about the city of Ephesus, but this was more true in Corinth, which was, you know, where we get 1st and 2nd Corinthians from, the letters that he wrote to the people in Corinth. But, you know, Ephesus was a nation of a lot of change and a lot of fluctuation during the time of Paul, where they had a lot of people coming in town and leaving town. There was just a constant flow of people. And this was true also of the city of Corinth, you know, that I mentioned earlier. So in this city, there was a lot of people who were just coming and going. And so there were people who just didn't stick around a lot, and they would have been viewed as aliens and strangers. And what Paul's message to us is that we are all subject to the covenant of promise. We all have the same God, and that we need to remember that being able to look at another person and remembering whether they are Black, white, Asian, you know, from any other nation, we have to remember that if you cut a person, a human being, we all bleed the same blood, and that color is red. And in the inside, we are all the same. And God calls us to see each other like that. And I think that's what Paul was really trying to get at here, because this was an important issue during the time of formation in Ephesus. And so the last part of this text is really speaks about how in Christ we all may have been, you know, we may have not had hope and we may have been lost, but we are all brought near. We are all drawn to the same blood that Christ bled. In other words, the same blood that Christ bled for the stranger is the same blood that Christ bled for me and for you. And we would do well to remember that it matters not where we have been. It matters not the color of our skin. And it matters not, you know, who the stranger is. But we are called to be a welcoming presence, and to do that, to retain human dignity and to restore human decency. And I think that's why I feel so passionate about the immigration issues that are happening in our country, because I think our country can do better. And I hope and pray that becomes a reality someday, as I hope you do too. Because when we do that, then we are truly exhibiting God's grace and peace. Let us pray. Christ, our way, be known to us and through us in the lines of our lives and beyond, so that we may recognize the stranger in our midst and recognize that they too are beloved from you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.